Hi, welcome to the Feng Shui Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Tisha Morris. Join me in this beautiful space where spirituality meets design. From informative Feng Shui tips to inspiring design ideas to mind-blowing cosmic concepts. It's all here. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. This is Tisha, and thank you so much for joining me. I am trying something quite ambitious today. I'm recording the talk show and doing YouTube live streaming. I'm not sure how successful I'm doing at that, but we'll see. All right. So thank you for joining me. Today it's just me. All right. And I want to talk about something that I'm really passionate about. And this comes from a blog post that I did a while back. And the blog post, I've posted the link in the show description. So if you are more apt to reading than listening, or a combination of the both, then that's where you can find it. All right. So how does feng shui really work? This is something that really is a cornerstone of my approach to feng shui, because in my opinion, there's lots of taboos and misunderstandings and superstitions that are a part of what a lot of people think feng shui is. And it's, in my opinion, can be nothing further from the truth. I come to feng shui from a healing background. I started with working with our human energy field first, and then took it into the home. And so my approach to feng shui has always been from the healing perspective, and using through the eyes of energy. I approach everything through the eyes of energy. And so the energetics behind, underneath is the physical 3D world. Is the dimension, for lack of better words, that I use. And using or seeing the energy in homes and spaces, and seeing really what's going on underneath, is kind of what I do when I work with clients. And so what I began to see over time with working with clients, and also doing interviews for my books and things, is that people are really wanting the magic pill, and they want to think that they can buy a feng shui tassel or a toad or whatever the case is, and suddenly their dreams come true. And unfortunately, that's not really the case. Now, it can be the case in some circumstances, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Because I do get a lot of like miracle stories. And another case is people do what they're supposed to be doing, and then nothing really happens. So why does it work for sometimes and for some people, certain circumstances, and other times it doesn't? So that's what I want to uncover for you today. And I talk a lot about this theory or this concept called the cosmic trinity. This comes to us from Chinese metaphysics from thousands of years ago. And I think it's a really great overview of how energy really works in every way. So with the cosmic trinity, it says that our luck or our destiny is made up of three things: our heaven luck, our human luck, and our earth luck. And it's a combination of all three of these. And when all three of these come together, that's when the magic happens. That's when those days when you get the book deal, or you meet the person or of your dreams, or like those poignant moments that honestly don't come around that often. And most of our lives are pretty mundane. And it's those key moments where everything comes together and something big manifests. And to me, that is actually the cosmic trinity, when all three of those pieces of the pie come together in those poignant moments. And so how do we get for all three of those to come together? It's a bit of a little bit of a formula, and it's not completely all in our hands, but for the most part, it is on some level. So I have this diagram in that blog article that I linked, that I posted for you, of a little diagram that I made up to kind of give a pictorial of what I'm talking about with the three pieces of this pie, the earth luck, heaven luck, human luck. And so I'm going to go through each of these because each of these are equally important. 33% of your destiny, of what determines your destiny. So it's not 100% feng shui. It's not 100% anything. It's a combination of these. And so the earth luck is the feng shui. It's your environment. This is where the feng shui comes in. This is where having your house in alignment and doing the things in your house to have it in alignment, decluttering, getting things unstuck, that's where that falls. And then you have the heaven luck and the human luck. The heaven luck is, I'm going to go through each of these in more detail, but just to give you an overview, heaven luck is your astrology, your the lessons that you come into this life with, whether you call it past life karmas or your soul's path. And also throw in there divine intervention. When we call on angelic help, that would fall under the heaven luck as well. And then human luck is our actions, the actions that we do take, our free will, our choices that we make. So all three of these have to work in tandem. And in my diagram, I have it, all three of those pieces of the pie surrounded by what I call law of attraction. And so we might think that, for example, our astrology is completely out of our hands. And yes, the transits that come through our life, we can't control those. Those are predestined. That's a human, the heaven luck. The heaven luck is the section that we have really the least amount of control over. And yet, first of all, it's only 33%. We have control over 66%. The heaven luck is 33%, what we have the least amount of control over. And yet, it's still a part of our law of attraction. So this is a point I really want to make clear. So this is where a lot of people get tripped up a bit with the law of attraction of, like, I can manifest anything I want, and then you run up against a brick wall. And it's obviously not in your cards to do that or be with that person or whatever the case is. And so there's a bit of a rub a lot of times with the law of attraction and of what we think we want and what we're getting. And this is kind of where it falls. It falls in this heaven luck of this is where the divine, in tandem, I mean, the divine includes your higher self. So you have pre-agreed to something. And so our law of attraction does include kind of our path, our pre-path that we've set before we came down here, that includes, you know, any past life karmas, lessons that we are here to not only to get past, but actually it's what will bring us happiness. In that, but whether it's astrology or asking for angelic help in this heaven luck sector, it's still a part of our law of attraction. So basically, you know, we're walking around with, if you're like, can think of you're walking around with your energy field surrounding you, which you are, and it's, you know, at least about anywhere from 6 inches to a few feet extending out beyond you. And you can think about, like, just imagine if you were walking around with your astrology transits, like, all around in your energy field, like you're walking to the grocery store and your transits are here. And so as these astrology transits come through your life, they're beaming out into your daily life. And so that's its own set of law of attraction. If you're beaming out, you know, Mars squaring Mercury that day, then you're going to be beaming out some kind of angsty conversations that day. and then your natal chart, which is what the planets and houses that you were born with, are always a part of your daily life. So you're walking around with your natal chart beaming out of whatever that is. So you're going to, whatever you beam out, you're going to get back to you. So that is a part of law of attraction. Whatever you're putting out comes back to you. That's really what law of attraction is. The universe, the world being a big mirror, just reflecting back what we're beaming out. Okay. And so what we're beaming out can be our astrology chart. It can be our lessons. It can be, of course, our actions and our free will is very obvious when we're beaming that out, because it's in the 3D world of, mail, putting something in the mail or applying to a job or whatever the case is. Obviously, that we're physically beaming out. And then our earth, like the feng shui, your home is just a huge, giant beamer outer of you, your energy. Your second skin in a way. It's like your, so if you have your body and your energy field beaming out everything from there, your house is just another layer of that beaming out information of what you want back. So if your house is beaming out a big cluttered up wealth corner, that's what you're going to get back. Cluttered up wealth, or stuck or stagnant wealth, really. So in the same way, you're walking around with beaming out from your energy field, your astrology, your lessons, your desires, your wants, asking for angelic help. That comes out. That's a part of your free will, asking for help, whether it's an angel or a friend, beaming that out. And then your space, your house, your environment, because we are so our energy is so intertwined with our space that it's hard to really separate the two. It is your second skin, your second energy body beaming out, and therefore what you're getting back. This is where the power of feng shui comes in, and how it has to be in aligned as well for you to get what you want, or for you to receive back. So if you're saying, I want more money, that's great, but if your wealth corner is clogged up, it's not going to come to you. Okay. Now, at least not 33%, not 100%. It might 66%, because each of these is 33%, so it's not like a one-stop shop here. They all play a factor. So this is where when the magic happens, why it happens. So let's say you've been wanting more money, you've been sending out applications or lottery tickets or whatever you've been doing to try to, taking that human look, that human action. Let's say it's in your astrology transit. Venus is coming through, a nice transit for you. All that's in place, but your wealth corner has been cluttered up, or your home office, your office, that would count as well. And then you suddenly get an urge, whether from listening reading something I've written or something else, or just an inner calling to clear out that section of your house or your office, and you do it. All the other two lucks are in place. This third luck comes into place, and bam, that's when the magic happens, all right? Now, for some people, on the other hand, they've been doing the feng shui. Their wealth corner looks spectacular. It's clear of clutter. It's energized with a nice chunk of amethyst and citrine, affirmation, the big $100 bill sitting there, doing all the right things. They've been taking the human actions of whatever that is for them to manifest money, and it's not coming. And then one day a transit comes through on their astrology, and bam, they meet the right person, they get the call, they get the acceptance, whatever the case is. So their feng shui has been in order and just waiting for that, the timing, the right timing. Okay. So this is why sometimes feng shui appears to work and other times it appears to not work. It's working in tandem with these other aspects. And so you can start to see how all of these aspects are important. So even though I'm a feng shui consultant or a feng shui expert, and that is where I help people with, I am not a, you know, it's not a be all to end all. And yet it kind of is. It has to be in place for those magic moments to happen. Right. So I'm a big proponent of of all three of these areas and working on a holistic with a W, holistic with a whole, holistic approach, and really, and like I said, all three of these work with the law of attraction. And so again, we often think law of attraction is just the taking action steps, like the human luck, but it's so much more than that. It's really what the law of attraction is what are you beaming out into the world? What are you beaming out to the world through your thoughts, through your actions, through your astrology, through your reasons you came into this life that hopefully by now you're starting to clue in on. And then your home, which is just a huge satellite dish, basically, of everything you're beaming out into the world. I have another blog post called Your Home is a Giant Vision Board, and that's really what it is. It's just a giant vision board. And so it's so much more than just your wealth corner, your love corner. And if you don't know what I'm referring to the Boggle map. The Boggle map is where you can see where each, there's nine different sections of the Boggle map, and where each of these sections fall in your home. So these little portals of energy kind of throughout your home that represent different areas of your life. You can get a free copy on my website, earthhome.tv, as my free gift when you sign up for my newsletter, and it shows you how to apply it over your floor plan. You can also approach feng shui just from the functions of the room. So if you're going for more money, you know, look in your office, whether that's in your home or outside your home or both. For love, look in the master bedroom. But really where a lot of times where we're sabotaging ourselves is in our closet spaces or those our storage areas, because those represent the areas, things we're hiding, not from the world, but from ourselves. We hide things that we don't want to deal with, look at. And so a lot of times this is where our skeletons in our closet lie. And those skeletons are kind of running the show a lot. It's like underneath the surface that we're not, anything that's in our shadow, which in our home is really literally darker spaces that where there's no light. And it's in those areas where our shadows lie. But the good news is that's where you have areas that are really ripe for transformation. And so when I talk about your home being this giant emitter or this giant vision board, it includes those spaces, okay? It's not just the pretty living room or even like your vision board in your home. Like your home, entire home, if you were to paste all of the contents of your home on a two-dimensional vision board, that's what you're manifesting. That's what you're emitting out into the world. So that includes the stuff from your past that hasn't been really dealt with, that you're still getting that back in some way, or it's blocking you from getting what you really want. Okay, so it all counts, whether it's sitting out or not. It all counts, and regardless of where it is in the Boggle map, we find some really tricky places to hide things, and sometimes it might be off site. You know, in a storage unit, or your parents' house, or you know, these places where we try to get as far away from it as we can. And the further we do that, it's just that much bigger of a saboteur. Because the more we're not dealing with it, the more it festers. So, earth luck, heaven luck, human luck. Again, each just 33%. So, you know, you got 66% going for you if one's still kind of lagging behind. But those magic moments are when all three come together. So think about what you're beaming out into the world. I know with any of you are, you know, do study law of attraction or familiar with it, we think of it more in terms of just our thoughts, which translate into our actions. And that's really just the human luck part of all of this, okay? So that's just 33%. your space has its own law of attraction going on, as does your heaven luck, all working together. So I hope this has given you some food for thought. Again, you can see the written version of this on my website, on the blog link posted in this podcast. All right. And so thank you so much for joining me. Today's going to be short and sweet. In 2 weeks, August 17th, I have Karen Rosh Carter as my guest, and I'm so excited. She's a huge feng shui author, best-selling. Her book continues to be a bestseller, and I cannot wait to chat with her. So thanks so much for joining me, and I will see you soon. Thanks.